Population risk. If you have an individual from the general population and you don't know their history, you then assume that the individual has population risk. In this case, you will need to use the Hardy-Weinberg calculation to determine the probability from population incidence figures. There are two forms to the Hardy-Weinberg equilibrium equation. P plus Q equals 1, and P squared plus 2PQ plus Q squared equals 1, where P is the allele frequency for the dominant allele, Q is the allele frequency for the recessive allele, P squared is the genotypic frequency for the homozygous dominance, Q squared is the genotypic frequency for the homozygous recessives, and 2PQ is the genotype frequency for the heterozygotes. To calculate, start by identifying the incidence in the population. Then determine the genotype of those who are affected. For an autosomal recessive trait, affected individuals are homozygous recessive, little d, little d. For an autosomal dominant trait, affected individuals are heterozygotes. For an X-linked recessive trait, the vast majority of affected individuals are male hemizygotes, X little d, Y. Set up the Hardy-Weinberg equation. The incidence in the population equals the frequency of the affected individuals. For an autosomal recessive trait, incidence equals Q squared. For an autosomal dominant trait, the incidence is equal to 2PQ. Since we know that the incidence of dominant disorders is usually 1 in 1,000 or less, then we can say that Q, the frequency of the wild-type allele, approximates 1, and therefore the incidence is then equal to 2P. For an X-linked recessive trait, the incidence is equal to Q. Once you have set up the equation, you can solve for the allele frequencies.